USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Americans need financial help, and they need it now.
And economists agree that if there's not more help, many more people will lose their small businesses, the roofs over their heads, and the ability to feed their families.
Yellen says, according to the data released yesterday, more than a million people applied for unemployment last week. Yellen and President Joe Biden ignored a question regarding the stock market and GameStop. The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. The pro-life event normally features a crowd of thousands in Washington, D.C., but the plans were changed due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions. USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Authorities in Georgia are looking for answers after a chemical leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville killed at least six people.
At least six people were killed and nine others were hospitalized after a liquid nitrogen leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Five of the victims died at the scene of the hazmat incident at Prime Pack Foods, and a sixth died at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Nine patients were transferred to the medical center, including three Gainesville firefighters. The cause of the leak wasn't known, and there was no explosion. Liquid nitrogen is used to chill meats during processing. It's colorless, odorless, and can cause severe burns. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A series of winter storms are forecast to batter parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people in the region should expect heavy snow, Arctic air, and strong winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Retail Federation predicts a significant decrease this year in spending for Valentine's Day due to the pandemic.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is supporting the confirmation of former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture. Grassley telling WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate in Des Moines, a date for Vilsack's confirmation has not yet been set.
When the hearing does happen, I would welcome the opportunity to introduce the former governor of Iowa to the committee. I think I did that 10 years ago. Secretary Vilsack needs to be confirmed as soon as possible.
Vilsack served in that same role under former President Barack Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.